We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, coming up Friday night, your ball club has a big game on tap, a battle with Meredosine Valley, and on the line, the district championship, the number one seed in the district, and, of course, a home field advantage in the playoffs. Boy, it has to be fun to be playing in these type of games again.
Oh, definitely. You know, this game means so much for just obviously the number one seed in the district and getting that home court or home field advantage right off the bat there. But just it's a league game, you know, so that also means a lot. And just this time of year is what you play for. And the weather's been perfect most nights, and we're just looking forward to getting on the field Friday night.
Now, your team coming off a 74-0 victory over Rural Vista this last Friday. Looking back at last Friday's game, where did you feel like your team showed some improvement?
Definitely on defense. We got a chance to play quite a few guys and get more reps. Defensively, we scored, I think, 3 touchdowns. So that definitely played a factor in the score. Rural Vista is kind of struggled with most teams this year, but offensively we kind of scored at will, and like I said, it allowed us to play a lot of the underclassmen and JV. So when they got in there, they did a lot of the scoring too. So it was a good game for everybody to be involved and get a play. But we're definitely looking to Friday and playing Melbourne.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. Let's get back to Meredosine Valley. What challenges do they offer your football team?
Well, first off, they've got a quarterback, Cole Lacey, who's a very dynamic guy. He's a senior, and the guy can run the ball, and he throws the ball very accurately and can throw it short, deep. And so he'll definitely be our number one concern. And then just trying to cover up the receivers he likes to throw to, and just, you know, get into our run fits and prevent him from getting loose on us. But he's definitely a challenge. I think he had 8 touchdowns against Hartford, so it starts there. They've got, I think, 6 seniors and a couple juniors that start for him, so they're definitely experienced and have been in a lot of big games before, so we're looking for a great challenge on Friday night.
Well, your guys have been in some big games in their high school career, and hopefully that'll pay off for them. Preparing for games like this, do you see maybe a little bigger bounce in your guys' step? Are they looking forward to this game?
Well, we try to prepare every week like, you know, it's our biggest game. But, you know, they're high school kids, and they know which teams are probably going to be the biggest challenge. So we're definitely asking them to watch more film, to do more, study the playbook even more in your free time. And just, you know, this time of year, just treat every game like it's the game to take you to the state championship and prepare like it. So you can't overlook anybody in the playoffs because every team's going to, you know, give you your best shot, and they're going to throw every play they have in the playbook at you. So we've definitely got to prepare just like we would any week.
Coach Hadley, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night against Meredosine Valley, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
That's Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, East Central Monuments, Grimmett Construction, and by Auburn Pharmacy on KVOE Live and Local.